I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Gary McKinnon describes himself as a bumbling computer nerd. The U.S. government says he committed the biggest military computer hack of all time. McKinnon is a British citizen. American officials have long been trying to get him extradited to stand trial here in the U.S. Well, yesterday, Britain's House of Lords rejected McKinnon's final appeal. The World's Clark Boyd has more.
In 2001 and 2002, Gary McKinnon broke into nearly 100 Pentagon and NASA computers. He's never denied that. "I was a man obsessed," he wrote last year in a British newspaper, obsessed with what he has called a moral crusade. McKinnon says he believed then, and still believes, that the U.S. government is withholding information about new energy technologies derived from alien spacecraft. And he wanted to bring that information to light. Last year, he told the BBC how easy it was to find U.S. government computers not protected by passwords.
"I was doing something called blank password scanning, which isn't even a proper hack. I would be considered by a proper computer hacker or a professional to be a complete amateur."
Amateur or not, the U.S. government didn't take kindly to the intrusion. The U.S. government claims that McKinnon's actions shut down sensitive networks and caused nearly $1 million in damages. McKinnon was arrested in Britain, but never charged. U.S. officials have been fighting to have him extradited for years. McKinnon has made appeal after appeal. Yesterday, he ran out of options in Britain. The House of Lords rejected his final appeal. So, why would the U.S. government go after a low-level hacker who says he had no criminal or terrorist intent? Well, timing played a role, says Graham Cluley with the computer security firm Sophos.
"What Gary McKinnon did was in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, so this was late 2001, early 2002 when he was doing this. And I think they're somewhat embarrassed that so many of their computers were easily accessible. And this wasn't the greatest hack of the century. It wasn't a super hack, as some people are suggesting. This is something which many people could have achieved. And the real story, I think, here is both why are the US so interested in him, and also why are so many of the US military computers, why were they so poorly defended?"
To answer the first question, here's Patrick Radden Keefe, author of Chatter, Dispatches from the Secret World of Global Eavesdropping.
"There's a great deal of alarm in Washington right now about hackers and cybersecurity as an issue. What the U.S. has to do is start to try and disaggregate the lone nerd who's looking to uncover files on UFOs, however technically capable he might be, from genuine defense and intelligence threats."
As to why some U.S. government computers didn't even have password protection, well, here's where many feel that McKinnon has done a public service, however misguided. He brought to light vulnerabilities in critical U.S. computer systems. For his part, Gary McKinnon admits he did something wrong, but yesterday he told a BBC presenter that U.S. officials are overreacting, to say the least.
"I should face a penalty in Britain, and I'd gladly do my time here. To go from, you know, perhaps a year or two in a British jail to 60 years in American prison is ridiculous. I consider Britain to be the 51st state of the USA."
You've got a bit of a thing about this, haven't you? I mean...
"Well, wouldn't you?"
McKinnon's lawyers have filed one last appeal, this one before the European Court of Human Rights. And if that fails, McKinnon will be headed to the United States to stand trial. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.